Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. Just a quick update on what's going on with me before we get into today's topic. We recently did a visit of the college my daughter's going to be attending in the fall. It's our local community college. They had like an open house day for the parents and students, and that was really fun. It was kind of neat to get to go with her and, you know, let her see the college. And she was like going all over the place and asking questions, and she's pretty excited about it. So that was really fun. And then we have another, they were doing like another little open house thing at this other location that they have. They have like some offsite locations where you can take classes. So we're going to be going to that in a couple weeks. So that's been really fun. Just kind of looking forward to that next phase. This is my last child graduating high school and going into college. So, pretty excited, and she's still not exactly sure what she wants to do, but she's kind of feeling out different ideas, and that was pretty exciting. And then something that I'm loving right now, which again, like usual, I cannot remember what I already shared and what I didn't share, but the one thing that I thought of is I got this new tablecloth and placemats at a yard sale for like $5, and they're really, really nice. The tablecloth was actually still in the package, like it had never even been opened before, and the placemats were open, but they were just really, really nice. And I also got a really cute table runner for Christmas, so all of that for $5, and I'm really loving the tablecloth and the placemats, but I'm kind of not sure now, like, because I love my table too. It's like a wood table that I got like last year, and I want to see the wood also. So I'm like, now I'm debating, like, okay, how long do I keep the tablecloth and then switch back to wood? And then am I going to remember about the tablecloth to put that back on occasionally? So stupid little things we worry about. But anyway, so today's episode we will get into now, and this kind of ties in with last week's episode, which was about time blocking your day. So this week I'm talking about mapping out your perfect week, thinking about what would your perfect week look like. Have you ever really taken the time to kind of think about what that perfect week would look like to you? Designing your ideal week is kind of similar to creating a roadmap for life that aligns with your goals and your priorities. You're kind of planning out what things would look like if you could have them exactly how you want them. It's a practical exercise where the purpose is not to expect perfection. It's just to kind of know what ideal looks like. And then from there, you need to build in flexibility. And while you can definitely dream big, it's really important to make sure your ideal week is achievable. If the things you want to do each week do not fit into the time available, you might need to really rethink how much you're trying to squeeze into your days. Maybe if you can't fit in doing two activities that you really love each week, you can do each one every other week. Or if you decide one of them is not really that much of a priority to you and the other one is, you can see that maybe you might need to skip one so that you make sure that you do have time for the other. And keep in mind, your ideal week isn't about doing more work. It's about doing the things that you need to get done and also the things that you want to get done and that you love to do. So when you plan out your week, you kind of can gain some clarity about your priorities and your tasks. It can really help you stay focused and avoid distractions. Mapping out your week allows you to allocate time intentionally. And it also helps reduce stress because when you know what is coming ahead, you won't wake up wondering, what should I do today? And be worried about if you're making the right decision, because the decision has already been made for you by you in advance. And a weekly plan can really kind of help you batch similar tasks together. So it kind of minimizes that like context switching between different types of tasks, and it can help you improve productivity. So planning your week effectively can really significantly enhance your productivity, reduce stress, and can really keep you focused on your goals. If you ever feel overwhelmed by tasks and responsibilities or unsure on where to start or what to prioritize, maybe weekly planning can really help you to kind of get look at the big picture for the upcoming week. And there's a lot of benefits to planning your week too. You know, most of us kind of know that the chances of us having an actual perfect week most weeks are very unlikely. The nature of life is just that things do not always go as planned. There will always be at least one thing that comes up that we were not expecting. But even if our week does not work out exactly to be perfect, there's still many benefits to planning out our perfect week. Because the thing is that if you plan out your week, what your ideal week would look like, and it doesn't fully go to plan, it's still probably going to end up to be much more perfect than it would have been had you not planned it out. One thing that planning your week out really does is reduce stress. When you map out your week in advance, you're going to feel more in control, which really helps reduce stress and anxiety. It lets you see any potential conflicts or overlapping tasks in advance so that you have time to think about how you can address them. You know, like if you were planning to go take your child to something on one night and you realize you also had a doctor's appointment, or if you were planning to work on a project one night and you realize that you were supposed to go pick up something, or you have a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment or whatever, you can kind of see those things in advance. And then at least you can have some time to think about how you'll prioritize and kind of reallocate those tasks so that you can make it all work. I forgot to mention for one of the other benefits of planning your week. So it definitely helps you with productivity too, because when you create kind of a framework for your week, it'll help guide you to help you take actions on the things that you've already decided ahead of time. So that winds up helping you increase productivity because it allows you to get right to work rather than spending time considering what might be good to do. When you have a manageable task to work on for each day, it just makes things feel less overwhelming and you can really focus more on doing rather than worrying about all you have to get done. So some things you can do to help set up a successful weekly plan. Of course, all of us are going to have different ideas of what a perfect week is going to look like. Depending on the phase of your life you're in, your priorities are probably going to be very different than other phases of your life. So a perfect week will be whatever perfect looks like for you. But there are some guidelines that you can use to kind of help you think about your perfect week as you sit down to kind of map it out. The first thing you want to do is decide what matters most. Take time to think about what your priorities currently are. If you could accomplish one thing this week, what would it be? Remember, accomplishing something can be a task that needs to be done, but it can also be going for that hike that you've been really wanting to do or checking out a new local shop. Priorities do not always have to be getting something productive done. They should also include fun things you want to do in your life. Another thing to think about when you're another step to take when mapping out your perfect week is to really kind of lay it out, schedule it, and plan it. Like I said, very similar to time blocking your day, when you're mapping out your week, you're going to kind of apply the same practice. In order to see how and when you can do things you want to do in your weekly roadmap, you really need to plot them out into a time slot. Think of it kind of like a business calendar with meetings on it. Meetings happen and things get done because they're assigned to a date and time. So you want to do the same thing with mapping out your list. And the first step is going to be to map out those things that are already going to happen, any appointments you have, things that you know are going to happen, if you have work, if you have to go grocery shopping, whatever else you have, you want to map that all out so you can see exactly where your time is available that you can put other things in. And you definitely want to make sure that you consider your energy levels throughout the day. This is so important in planning a successful week. If you plan to do a high energy task at a time when all your energy has been drained, you're really just setting yourself up for failure. It's very difficult to get certain tasks done when you're really just kind of spent for the day. So plan high energy tasks when you know your energy level is at its highest, and then easier to accomplish tasks when you're a little bit less motivated to get stuff done. Like I said, you really want to make sure you anticipate upcoming commitments and set reminders for deadlines, meetings, or any events you have coming up. Review your calendar regularly. I have been using this simple planner that I got on Amazon to map out my week at a high level. And on Sunday, I've been checking for the upcoming week to see if there's any doctor's appointments or other scheduled events that I have so that I don't forget about them. And even though I do have those in my phone calendar with reminders, just seeing them and kind of mapping them out in the week that's coming up ahead really just helps me be more mindful that they're coming and when they're coming. And then I make sure not to plan other things around those things that are coming. And then, as I mentioned before, it's so important to have time in your weekly schedule for rest and for fun. Some weeks there's going to be more time for that than others, but even in a really busy week, it's important to build in at least some downtime, even if it's just a small amount of time. We all need some time to do something that we enjoy. So even if it's just, 15 minutes to sit and read a book or sit on your front porch or take a quick walk. So really make sure to plan those fun things that we want to do into your week. Consider daily themes. This is an idea that you might want to apply when you're figuring out your week, just kind of for fun or to kind of keep you on tasks. You could try to streamline your days to kind of think, maybe this day I will make appointments and phone calls, or another day maybe I want to focus on groceries and meal planning. Maybe longer term projects could be focused on during another day. It doesn't really matter what the theme is. The point is just to kind of help you streamline your focus and your tasks. And then, of course, with everything, life happens, so you need to be flexible. If you treat your schedule in a rigid way, it could really end up causing more stress than stress relief. There will be times when you're going to have to reschedule tasks. A plan is just a plan. We cannot determine what things will pop up into our week that we were not expecting. Sometimes things also take longer than we expected. So having a plan is always going to put you in a better spot, but you still need to make sure to not feel like it must all go to plan, because that's likely never going to happen. So if you feel like you could be getting a little bit more time out of your week, try to see mapping it out and see what you find. You might have more time available than you think you do. So give it a shot, and I would love to hear how you made out. You could join us in our Facebook group or just message me. I would really love to hear if you felt like mapping out your week is beneficial, because I've been doing it probably for the last, it's been quite a few months now, and I find it really, really helpful. And I just love to look at my little book that I have that I got on Amazon. It's a one page and it just has the whole week on it. And I just love to see what's coming ahead. So I hope you try it and maybe you'll like it too. So that is all I have to say about this topic for today. I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.